Come here, children. Let's talk about St. John the Baptist. Okay, now sit still now, right? No playing around. Okay. First, I want to talk to you about actually the first gospel a little bit, because I want to tell you that this gospel shows why Jesus is also called Christ. The word Christ, it means anointed. Okay? And that is proof that Jesus is a man, because men or women or children get anointed with oil, right? When we put oil on somebody, we call it anointing. Well, there is something else that we call an anointing, and that is when a person is filled with the Holy Spirit. And Jesus, being a man as well as God, was anointed with the Holy Spirit. He was completely filled with the Holy Spirit, just like we should be. Because Jesus lived the life that we should live. He showed us how we should live in order to go to heaven. To love our enemies, to be kind, to be humble. All the things that Jesus did, we should try to do. We should emulate Him. We should imitate Him. And this gospel reading is where Jesus reads something from the prophet Isaiah. It's one of the biggest, most important prophets in the Old Testament. He's one of them called a great prophet. And he read this in the temple, you know, in the synagogue, to everybody. And then he said, "This is fulfilled today in your ears." He was reading about himself. And here's what he read. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." What Spirit is he talking about? Yeah, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is upon Jesus the man. Just like the Holy Spirit should be upon us. Are we temples of the Spirit?
Yes.
That's what the Bible says. We are temples of the Spirit. It's like we are a little church and the Spirit is inside our church. "So the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, on account of which He anointed me." Remember what I told you about anointing? It can mean both putting oil on someone or the Holy Spirit filling someone. Living inside someone. "He has sent me to preach good tidings to the poor and to heal those who have been broken in heart. To proclaim release to the captives." You know what captives are?
Yes.
What?
People that other people have taken for slaves.
For slaves, yeah. And you know what kind of slavery that we have, even though nobody makes us sin, right? We are slaves to sin, but God has set us free. All we have to do is follow what He tells us to do, and we will be completely free from sin. So, He says, to heal those who have been broken in heart, to proclaim release to the captives, that is, to help us be free from sin, and recovery of sight to the blind. Now, He's not just talking about blind, like people who cannot see things in the world. He's talking about blindness to sin. He's talking about not being able to see God. Because we should be able to see God. But we're blind without God helping us. So that's enough about this gospel. I just wanted to show you that the reason Jesus is called Christ is because the word Christ means anointed, and it is means that He was and is filled with the Holy Spirit, and we should be too. Now, let's talk about the conception of St. John the Baptist. What does conception mean?
Born.
Not born. It's when a baby starts to be living in a mom, in her mommy's tummy, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It takes 9 months, almost, you know, a year, for a baby to live in his mommy's tummy, and then they are born. But first they are conceived. And then 9 months later they are born. Now, who was St. John's father?
Zacharias.
Who was St. the Theotokos' mother?
Anna.
Okay, and I mean father. You said it. Joachim, right? Joachim and Anna were the mother and father of the Theotokos. And Zacharias, and who was the mother? Elizabeth. Okay. Now, there's some interesting things about this. St. Zacharias, he was a priest, so he had to do things in the temple. And he was burning incense in the temple, and an angel appeared to him. How did he react to that angel appearing to him?
He was scared.
How did the Theotokos react when the angel, the archangel Gabriel, came to tell her that she had conceived Jesus? Was she scared?
Happy.
She was happy. She was not scared at all. You know why? Because the Theotokos was... She was so holy that she saw angels all the time. Zacharias must not have seen angels all the time. Maybe this was the first angel he ever saw, and he was frightened. Because angels are very powerful, and they're scary. Even good angels are scary, because they are very powerful. So, Zacharias was scared. And what did the angel tell him?
We're going to have a baby son.
Have a baby son. And call him what?
John.
Call him John.
He said, I'm too old.
He said, I'm too old.
So can I have a child?
That's right.
Because the angel said he would be both deaf and mute.
Well, he would be not able to talk. It doesn't say that he wouldn't be able to hear because the angel kept talking to him. But he was not able to talk. Now, let's contrast the reaction of Zechariah with the reaction of the Theotokos. Both were told that they were going to have a baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And Zechariah said, how can I know this? Because I'm old and my wife is old. So did Zacharias believe?
No.
No. But what about the Theotokos? Did she believe Gabriel?
Yes.
Yeah. But she was curious, so she said, how can this be? But she didn't say, how can this be? She said, how can this be since I know not a man? But she was not making excuses. She was ready to hear Gabriel's response. And the Holy Spirit caused Jesus to be conceived in Mary's womb, right? And so Zacharias, after he heard from the angel, he came out of the temple. And what did he do then? Did he talk to the people and tell them what happened?
No.
He couldn't talk. So he just had to make gestures, and maybe he got a piece of paper and wrote down what happened, right? Mm-hmm. And then, after this, then that St. John was conceived, and he was born. Now, when St. John was conceived, after 6 months, Jesus was conceived. So they were all, St. John was just 6 months older than Jesus. Did you know that?
No.
And they were cousins also. Okay. So what we can learn from the story of the conception of St. John is that we should have more faith. Zacharias didn't have enough faith to believe the angel. So how do you get any more faith? How do you get more faith?
With God's help. By praying and fasting.
By praying and fasting, but really, the most important thing about getting more faith is what?
With God's help,
absolutely.
Listening to God.
Listening to God, which means doing the thing God teaches us, right? Doing the things He teaches us. And all these things are important. Prayer, fasting, coming to the services, having communion. But none of it matters at all. Not even prayer. If you do not love God and love your neighbor. Did you know that?
No.
That's more important than anything else, is to love God and love your neighbor.
Are those the greatest commandments?
Yes, those are the greatest commandments.
Okay.
All right. May God bless you to be holy.